Thank you very much, Mr. Watts. Good to be with you this morning, brethren. Today's sermonette, for those that like to have titles, will be Crisis of Lawlessness. Now, over 20 years ago, a book was published and written by Jim Nelson Black, and the title of the book is When Nations Die. In the book, Mr. Black lists 10 reasons that nations die. He pointed out that everyone, every single one of the reasons are alive and well in America on the contemporary scene today, brother. You would find the list interesting. Now, we don't have time for all 10 of them in this sermonette, but I would like to focus on the first one today. And that would be the crisis of lawlessness. Now, we know from the daily news and the news of this week of the reports of lawlessness around the world and at home. And it is abounding in the United States and in other nations. In fact, the leaders of the nation are the ones setting the example of lawlessness, both in violation of national and international laws. We hear reports of violent crime and carefully crafted lies designed to sound like they are the truth, but only tell the half story. We also hear about treaties that are broken and signed in the past years and are now ignored with impunity. Lawlessness is a disregard for civil laws and God's laws. And lawlessness is disregard for rules and authority. God's word tells us that lawlessness will be the dominant spirit at the time of the end, brethren. Satan's spirit dominates in the sons of disobedience. And he seeks to blur the line between good and evil, calling evil good and good evil. In addition to God's laws, another form of lawlessness is disregard for God himself. There are two concepts of sin that are mentioned in the New Testament. I'd like to just focus on two of them. The first one is anomai, which is defiance of God's laws. And the next one, I'm not exactly sure how it's spelled, but it's spelled A-S-C-B-I-A, which is acibia, which is irreverence, living in rebellion to God and his standards. As you might expect, God says he hates lawlessness. He hates it because sin is lawlessness, brethren. And we know the famous definition from the Bible in 1 John 3:4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin, brethren, is lawlessness. So today we would like to see how we can let love abound in spite of lawlessness. In Matthew 24, verse 12, Jesus Christ gave us a very stern and blunt warning. And it is easy to read over because it may sound too easy. Now he said in Matthew 24, verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. He was talking about people in the church, brethren, because verses 4 through 8 are telling us about what's going on in the world, and in verses 9 through 14 about what is going on in the church at the time of the end, of course. So today I'm going to focus on Matthew 24, verse 12. Brethren, he said many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. Can you believe it, brethren? The love of many Christians will grow cold. Do we realize how serious that statement is? For Christians to grow cold in their love for God and for their neighbors, it can actually be very fatal, brethren. Two great commandments we know are about love. Love for God and love for neighbor. And if we are not doing these two things, then we are failing as Christians. We know that the Ten Commandments are the direct orders with authority. They are the most binding of God's laws. So let's have a look at 1 John chapter 3 and 4 to see a couple of verses about the seriousness of the situation. 1 John 3, verse 22 says, And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep the commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. We believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us the commandment. And where did he give us that commandment? John 13, verse 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And how much should we love another, brethren? As I have loved you, that you also may love one another. By this we all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, our loving each other is the key sign that we are his disciples. And what happens to us when our love for each other and God grows cold? The next chapter, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And how serious is that? 1 John 4, verse 20 and 21. 1 John 4, verse 20 and 21. If someone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? Verse 21. And this commandment I have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So there you have it, brethren. If we fail to love each other and God because lawlessness is abound, we do not know God, for God is love. So Jesus gave a very serious and blunt warning in Matthew 24, verse 12, which we might read right over it without grasping the depth of it. False teaching and loose morals bring on a destructive disease, which is a loss of true love for God and for others, and a loss of love for his truth. Brethren, love grows cold when sin, which is lawlessness, turns the focus unto ourselves and our desires. Evil distorts our thinking and our perception. And we become suspicious of each other and betray each other. So this principle is so important that God gave us two holy days to drive that point home. We call it the first and the last day of unleavened bread. And when we focus on putting sin out of our lives, and we use the physical example of leaven to show us how quickly sin spreads and how quickly lawlessness spreads, and to see how destructive it is. Lawlessness leads to more lawlessness. Paul wrote to the Romans, so it is a biblical principle. Not only did God give us two holy days to drive that point home, he gave us another holy day, which deals with his reckoning with lawlessness. And we just celebrate that. He will punish sin that has not been repented of. Lawlessness cannot go on forever. We call that day the Feast of Trumpets. And we're not done. God gave us one more holy day that pictures the binding of the one who has something to do and has some influence with every sin that has ever been committed. Satan will be bound, and he is the instigator of all lawlessness. He will be put away, and evil will stop. And we call this day the Day of Atonement. So four holy days, all to underscore the importance of removing lawlessness from our lives. So Jesus said that the love of many will grow cold. It will happen, brethren. But we ourselves do not have to be among the many to which this happens. So how can we keep our personal love from growing cold? This is an antidote. And what it is this an antidote, and what is it? Well, we must not give up on loving God and our brethren to be spiritual survivors. Do not quit loving, brethren. Maintain patience, patient endurance. We have to maintain strong love for the truth as well. So back in Matthew 24, verse 13, Jesus told us, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." The end here is the end of the age, or the end of the life, of your life, whichever comes first. We know that we show love for God by keeping his commandments. 1 John 5, verse 1 through 3. 1 John 5, verse 1 through 3. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So by definition, true love includes keeping God's commandments, which are diametrically opposed to lawlessness. And we know we show our love to our brethren by serving them, by serving one another. Galatians 5, verse 13. Galatians 5, verse 13. "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh." And here's the definition. "But through love, serve one another." So this is how we love our brethren, through service to them. To be spiritual survivors, we must pray fervently. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must stay repentant, stay humble. We must watch and pray. Stay awake and be alert. Be involved in preaching the gospel. It says in verse 14 that the gospel should be preached around the world before Christ returns. And we must grow in grace and knowledge and use our talent and abilities to love and serve one another. If we're going to be spiritual survivors, perseverance wins the crown. Perseverance is patient endurance. And here is the patience of the saints, to endure through thick and thin. Don't let your love grow cold. Endure to the end. It is certainly that, because lawlessness will abound, that the love of many will grow cold, because that's what Jesus Christ said would happen. But our prayer should be that there should not be any of us, brethren, in the many whose love grows cold. We pray that there won't be any of us in the group of many. And let's also pray that our love abounds in spite of lawlessness. I want to conclude with a note, with a passage in the book that says, "This nation desperately needs a complete refocusing of its views and values, a complete turnaround in its morals and behavior." And one day Jesus Christ will set that straight.